Along with the National Guard, veterinarians are converging on New Orleans, vaccinating rabid dogs and chasing rat swarms out of attics. These veterinary medical assistants, or VMAT teams, are charged with saving animals and minimizing the health risk to people. Here's NPR's John Nielsen.
New Orleanians have not been allowed to carry pets onto the buses headed out of town. When they've tried to do it anyway, police have stepped forward.
And they're being told to drop them right there on the ground.
Laura Maloney, director of the New Orleans chapter for the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, says that for some of these refugees, pets are all they've got left.
I just got an email here that says at the Superdome, pets were not allowed on the bus, and when a police officer confiscated a little boy's dog, the child cried until he vomited. And it says, snowball, snowball, he cried.
Many pets have wandered off after being left behind. The water they're now drinking is laced with sewage full of bacteria that's dangerous to humans. Getting to food may well mean fighting off bunches of other starving animals, including dogs infected with diseases like rabies. People who get close enough to these animals are likely to get bitten, if what happened in Florida in 1999 is a good indication. Cindy Laverne is a spokesman for the American Veterinary Medical Association.
When Hurricane Floyd hit, there were areas that might see 5 dog bites in a month, when in fact, after Floyd, you're getting 200 bites reported, you know, in a couple weeks' time. And it's very important to realize that the animals, they're under stress, so maybe an animal that normally wouldn't bite may bite now.
Laverne and her colleagues say problems like these could turn into public health crises, especially if dogs start passing rabies cases onto humans. But nasty dogs are far from the only problem. For example, take the fact that when the levees breached and New Orleans started filling up with water, animals that used to live in unseen nooks and crannies started sharing a shrinking amount of dry land with humans. That's why reports of rat infestations are now rising fast, Maloney says. Most involve so-called roof rats found in local trees and attics.
They're nocturnal. And so at night, in particular, they're quite active. If someone's sitting in a tree, good chance they're going to be sharing it with some roof rats.
Rats, like dogs, can spread a wide variety of human diseases. The good news is that they can't eat you up like an alligator can, or fill you with the venom stored in the fangs of a water moccasin. Unfortunately, signs of those two animals also appear to be rising.
There are alligators, through New Orleans, from what I'm hearing, and seeing some video footage of it. Certainly water moccasins.
Federal officials have only just begun allowing the VMAT teams to enter the city of New Orleans. They've already begun treating and testing sick pets and relocating exotic wildlife. In the process, they've formed a kind of early warning system for the public health officials. If a public health threat jumps out of the animal population, the veterinarians will be the first to know. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.